You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial free version of the Ace and TJ Show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Hey, hey, welcome to TJ Fanatico's podcast. TJ's Fanatico's podcast. It's Friday, and we love Fridays. We're going to try to hustle through this, though, and cheat you out of some entertainment quality, because we're in such a rush to get out of here. Kidding. No. We're as the kids say, we're putting in the work. That's what we're doing.
Friday's a good day for me.
We're adulting. As the millennials say.
Love it.
You do love Friday?
I do. I feel like I got the world. You could give me 7 meetings on a Friday. I wouldn't care. Uh-huh. It's Monday. That it's like, oh, don't hit me over the head on a Monday with like a bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
Friday.
Because you got, you know, you're like, today's just Monday. I'm already doing all this work. This is what the week's going to be like.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And you're not swimming anymore, Riggins?
I think this is going to be the week.
The last week?
I don't even know that I'm going to go out there today.
Is your pool still open, though? A lot of them close at Labor Day.
Yeah, I think it's still open.
Okay. So we're doing the 15 types of annoying people. 15 types of annoying people. Started at number 15, people who think farts are funny. 14, people who break in line. 13, people who are unaware of their surroundings. What?
Rob laughed at the people who laugh at farts. I don't know. What was
he? Did he just fart?
I just heard him from the other room go.
Pushy people. I'm having a day, people. Oh, I'm having a day. Meaning I can be rude because I'm having a bad day. Loud people was yesterday at number 10. So we have cracked the top 10 and we are up to number 9. And one of us may get offended by number 9. Mm-hmm. And since I'm the one that came up with the list, and I'm guessing that Riggins may be the one that gets offended by it. So we will find out next.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom. acetj.com/CompuCom.
All right, this is it. TJ's Fanatico's podcast. By the way, make sure you go subscribe to all of the things that we offer on apps and things. You know, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, and the Ace and TJ family app. Subscribe to all of that. We would really appreciate it. So the 15 types of annoying people on TJ's Fanatico's podcast. We are up to number 9. And the number 9 most annoying people, smackers. People who smack. Mostly this is when they're eating and trying to talk or just eating and they're, ugh, I can't stand it. But I'm so much that way because a lot of people are like, I don't like to hear somebody smacking when they're eating and or talking with their mouth full and smacking and all that. But I'm so sensitive to it. I don't even like it a little bit. Like Riggins will do this thing where he talks about something being delicious. He'll go, you know, like that. And it
do that.
You used to do it.
Did I?
You don't do it anymore. And that's why I'm saying that
I didn't.
Huh?
I don't do it anymore. Cause
yeah. Right. Yeah.
Scolded me.
No. You're just, Like if I did something that I knew annoyed you, I'd stop doing it. Yes, I would. Like what? What do I do that annoys you that I wouldn't stop?
I haven't even thought about that because I don't see those kinds of things. And you know, look at the positives, but I'm sure I could find something and you wouldn't change it.
Yes, I would.
I don't believe that.
I don't like being the source of someone else's unhappiness or discomfort.
That may be true.
I don't like it.
But you're not, I don't know.
But one of the most disgusting things, it gives me, well, the scientific medical term for it is the heebie-jeebies. That guy who's describing how the ice cream tastes that went so viral, he's a professional ice cream taster.
Works at Edie's.
And yeah, and he's tasting the ice cream and describing what he tastes in it because he's a professional. And he's, I mean, hints of vanilla. I'm like, oh, God. It's so nasty, son. I don't want to punch him.
You invert the spoon, let it sit on your tongue. Notes of vanilla, sugar, cream. Mm. That's a perfect bite. That's a perfect ice cream.
I can't take it.
Yeah, but smacking is not that. Smacking is, you're talking about rude people that don't have table manners.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, the make smacking noises when they eat.
Yeah.
My son had a friend when they were really, like, say, middle school probably, that went on vacation with us one time. And we stopped on the way out, coming back home, to get donuts. And that kid in the backseat of the car was smacking on a donut like a cartoon. You know how everything's overly exaggerated in cartoons? That's what it sounded like. I mean, it was like he was... And it just, I never heard a little kid make that much noise when they're eating. And I almost ran off the road. I finally just said, hey, is that good? You're enjoying that, aren't you? He's like, stop smacking. Good Lord. But it's that sound coming from the mouth at any time that gives me the heebie-jeebies. If the annoying part is people who don't have proper manners and they smack when they're eating. But the heebie-jeebie part comes from any type of, like, the vanilla. I mean, I don't like it. And some people make that sound out of their mouths when they speak. I mean, it's one reason I don't like to hear people whisper. Mm-hmm. Because when they're whispering, you can hear that saliva in their mouth.
Yeah.
Like that, ASMR, whatever it is.
Sometimes you hear that? People, if their mouth is dry and they start doing that, you just want to tell, you're almost telling them through the speaker, get a drink of water.
Uh-huh.
Stop talking right now because everybody can hear it. Mm-hmm. It's so gross sounding.
There's a guy that I really like who's a successful podcaster and sports columnist and all that stuff. His name is Jason Whitlock. And he makes it's the strangest thing, and it's very subtle. And I'm sure nobody else has noticed it. And whenever I say it, people will think that I'm just so nitpicky and crazy. But when he makes a K sound in speaking, it makes kind of a like in his throat with saliva. You cannot. And it's so subtle, but not to me, because that's how sensitive I am to it, to smack and stuff. I don't even like kiss smacks. Like, if I don't mind somebody kissing their significant other, like if they're kissing goodbye or whatever, it's like, all right, we'll run to the store, we'll be back in a minute. I don't mind the public affection or whatever, watching somebody kiss. It's the sound of it that if they make a big, all right, bye, and they both make that noise, just for a quick second, it gives me a jolt. I don't like it. I'd say just, touch lips and pull away.
Yeah. Gentle.
Yeah. It's Ugh. What do you think about big kiss sounds, though? You know, exaggerated, that squeaky sound. That I don't mind that.
Yeah, it because don't bother me.
That doesn't bother me, but it does.
Watching my parents kiss, it's like watching two people kiss in slow motion. It takes him forever, it seems like. And a lot of times she's sitting down, so he leans down to kiss her. And so she just kind of like lifts her head, and he's going down. in their 60s. It's like slow motion. They've each got their lips pursed well before they're even within 2 feet of each other. And then it's ultra slow. And then just finally.
It's kind of like a kid on the baseball field. When there's a pop-up hit to him, and the first thing he does is throw his glove in the air. Instead of waiting until the ball gets closer, he just throws his glove up. And it's like, and when that happens, you know he's going to miss it. That's a sure sign that the kid's not going to catch the ball.
You are not going
to
get that.
So your parents are ready to go.
It's like, get it over with. I mean, goodness.
Yeah.
But they don't make a big sound.
Well, there you go. Call me a freak if you will. But smackers and professional tasters are on the list of 15 most annoying people. So we will talk to you Monday. Thank you very much for listening and subscribing and doing whatever you do. Love you. Bye.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.